Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, the best offense in the NFL was the Rams. They made it to the NFC title game. Dallas and Detroit were in the top three. The Patriots actually were the fourth best offense. So there's odds out there at various books, whether you're looking at FanDuel, DraftKings, Circa, etc. And for the highest scoring team in football this year, no surprise, the team that was the highest scoring last year has the best odds with the same quarterback and an MVP quarterback. So the Rams are favorites, plus 550. Then you have the Bills 6-1, Lions 6.5-1, Cowboys up there, Bengals 9-1, Bears 9-1, Ravens 9-1. If you're wondering, the Chiefs are all the way down at 25-1 to be the highest scoring team in football. Now, look, I don't think the Chiefs are gonna be the highest scoring team in football. I think their offense could be a lot better. They were also better in certain categories than people think if you look at the games in which Mahomes actually started in. However, I don't think they're now going to just be the most dominant offense in football. They don't need to be, by the way. Just if they can get back to being one of the top 5 to 7 offenses, that'll be plenty enough, I think, with what I still think this overall unit is going to be as a team. But are you buying the Bills or the Lions there? Those are the two teams that I struggle with when I'm looking at who's going to be the highest scoring team in football. I get why the Rams are there as the favorite. Am I missing something with the Bills? And then I'm just skeptical on the Lions. Where are you out on both those? Because for Buffalo, Joe Brady, the OC, now is the head coach. They do go out and get DJ Moore, which I think is a very nice addition. James Cook is still there. I guess if you think their defense is going to struggle and they got to be in shootouts, maybe that favors the Bills. I don't think the Bills wind up being the second highest scoring offense in football. Remember, they were not even in the top four last year. Is DJ Moore enough to make it to where the Bills are a top two, if not the best offense in football? I don't think so. And then the Lions at plus 650, I'm just kind of out on them a little bit. I'm skeptical about another year of not having Ben Johnson and do they make enough adjustments. Dan Campbell took over play calling midseason last year. There's no David Montgomery anymore. It's all on Jahmyr Gibbs. Yes, they have Isaiah Pacheco who comes in there, but I think we all saw, I don't know what he's going to add to that room. So I actually disagree with the teams after the Rams. I don't think the Bills and Lions will be one of the top two offenses in football.
I'm with you on the Bills. I disagree when it comes to the Detroit Lions. I look at their offense first off, and people in the text line have kind of mentioned this. Their defense isn't going to be as good. People saying they're going to be horrible. I don't know about that. I mean, you've got a decent enough secondary, even with the loss of Terrion Arnold. Solid linebackers with Jack Campbell, who was the linebacker of the year last year in the NFL. And I mean, getting Aiden Hutchinson back. So I look at that and I think that the defense is going to be okay, but the offense still has just a ridiculous amount of weapons. Amon-Ra St. Brown, who many people think could have a top five fantasy season at the wide receiver group this year. I still have a lot of belief in Sam Laporta. Maybe it's because I'm a biased Iowa fan. I don't know. But I think if he can stay healthy, he can kind of bounce back and get closer to that rookie tight end form that we saw from him, along with Jameson Williams and Isaac Tesla. And I think the loss of David Montgomery is going to make Jahmyr Gibbs better. I think that he's going to be less wary of the fact that he's going to get pulled in certain situations. There were so many instances, and we've seen it with the Rams the last couple of years with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, of you see Jahmyr Gibbs do his thing all the way down the field, and then when they get inside the 10-yard line, it's David Montgomery time. And the fact that Jahmyr Gibbs is going to have the keys to the kingdom as the running back in that offense, Jared Goff, I mean, he was a top five quarterback in football last year from a statistical standpoint.
Just things have to be like we talk about this with the Lions offensive line injuries. It goes for a lot of quarterbacks, but specifically him because he's a pocket passer. The timing has to be perfect. The offensive line has to play at a high level. He's as much of a pocket passer as any quarterback in football. When things are perfect and the timing's right and his wide receivers are on, he's great. Yeah, he's a top five quarterback at times in the league statistically.
Right.
I just worry about when things break down, and I don't know if their offensive line is going to be good enough this year.
And if there's one thing, and I agree with that, if there's one thing I know about Dan Campbell, though, we all know about Dan Campbell, the guy's a gambler, right? He is going to just throw the balls out and say, here we go. there's going to be shots down the field. There's going to be trick plays. He's either going to allow Jared Goff to throw for touchdowns or pick sixes. He really doesn't care. Points are getting scored one way or the other because he is just going to roll the dice. And I think that that kind of plays into being a high scoring offense. You know, they may give up the most points in terms of defensive touchdowns of any team in football at the same time. But the Lions are going to do their thing. At the end of the day, though, I'm with you. I think the Rams are the odds-on favorite, should be the odds-on favorite with the weapons that they have. The problem I have with Los Angeles and what slows me down with them a little bit is Stafford's a little bit older, and I don't know what's going to happen now with the whole Puka Nacua situation. His court dates moved back. There's all these reports coming out of the NFL is not going to wait that long for a suspension if they feel there's one that they deem necessary. So if Puka Nacua misses time, that's going to kind of put a hitch in your giddy up if you're the Los Angeles Rams offense.
Yeah, the Rams, by the way, they open up. If he ends up missing time, the Rams open up against the Niners in Australia. Then they have the Giants, the Broncos, the Eagles, the Bills, the Cardinals. That's the first couple weeks of the season for them. The team that honestly, from a pure betting angle, that was interesting to me on this list was Cincinnati at 9-1. We all know, even when the years where their defenses have struggled, the offense has not been a problem. I guess the only argument of not betting Cincy for the highest scoring team this year would be if the defense actually improves enough, is there less of the, hey, we got to go and score every drive, and maybe that hurts your case. That would be the only hesitation, but I still think we know what we're getting for the most part with that offense. The question would be is if the defense is better, and does that lead to them just simply not having to score 35 points?
I think them
again
in Baltimore would be good value because I'm looking back. Lamar didn't play. Lamar was like Joe Burrow. He didn't play every game last year. In 2024, the Ravens had the third best scoring offense behind the Bills and the Lions, and Lamar was fully healthy. And I think Derrick Henry's another year older, but at the same time, I feel like even with a new head coach and a new OC, it feels like the way that the Ravens do their thing is it's you can almost replace the OC in there, and it's not like there's that much of a difference, I suppose, in how they do things. I think the Ravens would be good. I think they have the same value, right, as the Bengals in this. I close.
Yeah, both 9-1.
So I either one of those, obviously, because both quarterbacks would be healthy and offenses have been very prolific.
What about the Patriots? I don't feel like people talking.
They were up there last year.
They were fourth last year.
In terms of score,
schedule is the biggest argument, right? Like, I still think Drake May is going to have a nice year. I know in the playoffs it was not a good look for him, but I don't think last year was fluky for them. But I do wonder, the schedule being worlds more difficult, how does that impact where the offense is at? You know, that would be the only hesitation. But no, they had at least proven with a lot of the same pieces that they were a top five unit.
And they got AJ Brown now. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lose Stephon Diggs, but they replace him. I think they get a slight upgrade in AJ Brown if he can stay off of social media and start arguing with his coaches.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.